I did. I joined one or two things, as you know. Stevenage Cine Club was one of them, and also the Photographic Club, both of which, I'm pretty certain both of, I know the Cine Club did, met in the canteen in Boots in the town centre, because they had a big, in those days, they had a big photographic centre, and the man who ran it was very keen on getting business, and so he was quite happy to be there as a member, opening up for us to be in their canteen upstairs. It was running when I joined. I joined, I think it must have been shortly after I'd stayed in Stevenage. I heard about it and joined it because very early 60s. Yeah, I think it must have been started probably in the late 50s, because there was a film, which I regret to say we've lost now because you'd have loved it, of the Queen opening Queensway, the fountain and the and we 16mm, which we've looked at, but it's one of these things that's disappeared somewhere. We've no idea where it was. Now that, if I remember rightly, was 53.
A bit later, I think, wasn't
what,
it?
What, town centre?
Yeah. Well, like 57ish, wasn't it?
We were filming then. So it was obviously started then, and I, as I say, I joined, must have been four, at least 4 years later, and it would have been working earlier than that. Oh, yes, yes, I can't remember offhand who they were, but we got one, you'll find an example in the folder there, that we hand-printed our programmes on a typesetting machine. It was called Adana, programme of the meetings, yes, because we met, I think we met weekly, we were that keen, that varied. We sometimes had speakers. We had a well-known, Anthony Wigans was a fairly well-known writer for film magazine, I should say filmmaking magazines, because we were making films, and the only films we looked at were the ones we made, either individually or as a group. Baby on the Lawn, they were called, because most of the time they were holiday films. Somebody, mind you, some were better than others. People who've gone abroad obviously usually got a better outlook, because they'd gone to the Alps or skiing or something like that, whereas if you weren't very rich like us, you would have ended up with just going perhaps to the seaside with your children, and Baby on the Lawn or Baby on the Beach, or some people who were richer than others managed to get the films and make their films. The films that you saw the other day came as 4 minute runs. 2 minutes each way, actually, you got a reel, which was 16mm width, and you ran down one side, and then you turned it over and ran down the other side. They then split it up the middle and spliced the two halves together, so you've got 4 minutes with a splice in the middle. We actually had competition saying, make a four-minute film. You were not allowed to do any other film. You had to make it all with one reel of film. You could edit it, but that was it. It's done partly by members and partly by somebody we might have called in, like our president, Anthony Wigans. He would come in and have a look. I know when we did some filming of a trip we'd taken on a canal, we got somebody in who was nothing to do with us, and he judged the films to say who was the prize winner. I think I got that one, but he wasn't very pleased with it even then. Never mind.